WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
All right, a lot of bad news this morning. Let me add some balance. Let's just talk some about something nice for a moment. And I might make a brief message when folks are going into school, maybe around going into the second break of the 7 o'clock hour, something like that. But as I said I was going to do, Margie and I went, and I'll tell you what, I figured out that this was my first time back to the Ventnor Educational Community Complex. Honestly, I never knew why it was called the community complex, because I'm not aware that, I mean, I know the community can come and watch the play and stuff like that, but I'm pretty sure it's just the school system. But anyhow, that's just a small point, but that's what it's always been called. The school, it's the first time I've been there since I was invited to come back, and the Board of Education gave me a plaque for my two terms on the Board of Education that I had served. That was the last time that I was at the school or inside the school, and I was in the auditorium. And that's exactly where we were on Friday night. When I tell you, I don't remember how many years ago the other thing took place when I was there. I just don't remember. It was a long time ago, though. Quite a long time. I was amazed at the growth of this school. I honestly kept saying to Margie, I can't believe this. I mean, I knew they had expanded, and I kind of followed what was going on from afar. But my goodness, it's in really good shape. It looks great. I really love what they've done. It is big, really big. And so I actually, when we arrived, I saw these two people, and I rolled my window down. I said, you look like very knowledgeable people. I said, where would be the best place to park if we are going to the Little Mermaid Junior play tonight? And they showed us. I didn't know. I mean, I knew where the front was, but I wasn't sure if you then had to go, like, you know, at Atlantic City High School, when you go into the gym, you go in towards the back and there's the parking area and you can go in. I just wasn't sure. So it turns out we did go in the front area. They handled it all very well. No tickets. You just went in and got a seat. It worked out really, really well. And to Jefferson Heller, who I took some photos and a couple videos, and I sent them to him because I remembered, I'm sure they filmed it, but I remembered him saying in our interview on Friday morning that he was back behind the curtain. So, you know, they did all this work and he really didn't get to watch the play. He just watched it from behind the scenes as the director, you know, keeping all the elements of who's next and all of that going. The students were fantastic. Now, when we interviewed Jefferson on Friday, that was just hours after the Thursday show. So he was able to share that it even went better than he thought it was going to go. And they've been working on it for like 4 months, 3 days a week of practice, rehearsals. The cast was great. The crew was great. The band director, awesome, Mr. Evan Shea. And he was accompanied by another pianist. And then the other performers were all students. Just wonderful. They played the music so incredibly well. The students sang in key, on point. The acting was great. It was wonderful. We loved it. I have the actual program in my hand right now. Just a really, really quality, great job. And this just continues to excite me that the local theater in our area, the state, of the state is really strong. It's wonderful. So we could not have had a better time. So they did all that work, and they had a performance on Thursday night and a performance on Friday night. And they really delivered so incredibly well. You had director Jefferson Heller, assistant director Denise Tanucci. You had choreographer Jenna DeMauro, vocal director. She got a huge round of applause. Greta Coleman, band director, also huge round of applause. You can tell we got to speak with Evan. He's really a good guy. He played the piano and he directed the band. It was really a great job. Evan Shea and technical director John Spencer and then the students, and there's a lot of them, were just absolutely fabulous. It was wonderful. Brief timeout. That's real positive news. Any of the Ventnor folks heading into school today, or if you were part of the community, and the crowd was amazing. The crowd was absolutely amazing. It was huge. The performance at the Ventnor Educational Community Complex in their beautiful theater really looked great. Seats were comfortable. Stage looked great. All of it. The jumbotrons. I just loved it. The Little Mermaid Junior, directed by Jefferson Heller, assistant director Denise Tanucci, choreographer Jenna DeMauro, vocal director Greta Coleman, band director Evan Shea, technical director John Spencer, and the rest of the cast and crew, you are to be applauded. It was a privilege to be in the audience. It was a star quality effort. Absolutely loved it. We had such a good time, Margie and I, and saw some nice people. Hadn't been there in forever. And my goodness, the school has grown. It is big. You know, it's funny when you're there in the early years. I mean, I didn't even attend Lafayette Avenue School, although we had certain extra and co-curricular activities over at the school in my last year or two at Ventnor Avenue School, which I'm thinking was turned into Ventnor Middle School. But anyhow, always knew that there was room to expand when Dr. Kelly and Bill Gussie and John Byarski and superintendents like that that I had worked with. But to see it built out, oh my goodness, I couldn't get over it, how big it is now. So congratulations to everyone involved in the Little Mermaid Junior at the Ventnor Educational Community Complex. You did yourselves proud. It was really wonderful. The crowd was great, enthusiastic, great, supportive crowd. Many, many rounds of applause. Just beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful.